Hiya, partners.
Hello, folks. Welcome to the 10-2-4 Ranch.
Yes, the 10-2-4 Ranch, starring your radio and screen favorites, Dick Foran, Martha Mears, and the Sons of the Pioneers. Transcribed and brought to you by your Dr. Pepper bottler and the thousands of Dr. Pepper dealers from coast to coast.
And here's our pretty little boss of the 10-2-4 to sing for you.
Where are you now by the dawn's early blue? Tell my lonely heart, where do you live? Wonder where you are now. Warm was your brow as your lips opened. I was yours as my heart set me free. Wonder where you are now. I don't know how much I long to be there with you where you are now. How much I long to be there with you where you are now.
Well, good neighbor singing, Miss Peggy. And now, here comes Art Gilmore, the number one foe of America's enemy number one.
Pretty broad statement, Dick. But I contend that our enemy's number one are the Fatigajibis. That's the moniker of the Monkey Wrench Throwing Brigade. They pounce between meals when hunger, thirst, and fatigue begin to exhaust workers on vital jobs. You can't see the Fatigajibis, but you certainly see the damage they do. Ruined tools, wasted materials, costly mishaps due to lagging energy. Many such slips and errors could be prevented by quick energy replacement at the right time. Busy workers can't stop to eat a meal, but they can drink a bite to eat on the job. Fatigajibis scram when you drink a bite to eat. Locate the Dr. Pepper cooler and get a sparkling, icy cold 5-cent pepper upper at 10, 2, and 4 o'clock every day. If you ask for Dr. Pepper and the dealer says, sold out, ponder the reason before taking a second choice. Legitimate materials for soft drinks are equitably rationed to all. Uncle Sam regulates the supply, but popularity with consumers regulates demand. So persevere till you find Dr. Pepper. The extra satisfaction is worth the extra step.
Trail herding cowboy, hop on your pony, singing ho. Start riding now, boy, we'll make San Antonio singing ho.
Days and a dusty road to travel, but we'll make the
paw pay
for all this battle, driving cattle.
Light hearted, carefree, trail herding cowboys singing ho. Time is a wasting, singing ho. I'm not impatient, why don't you hasten, singing ho.
You ought to know that a certain someone's waiting. You ought to know that you're captivating, complicating.
Dark, willing, pole, this trail herding cowboy, singing ho.
Say, here comes our Mexican ranch hand, Pedro.
Oh, a hot tamale of the 1024.
Señorita, I am wanting to buy my brother, she is a musician, knack-knack.
Knack?
Pedro, you mean a knick-knack.
Oh, pardon me, señorita, you got me crooked. I say him verse of ice.
Well, if he's a musician, why don't you get him a saxophone?
Oh, she's got one already.
Oh, what about a trombone for him?
Yes, got him, too.
Does he have a pipe?
Pipe. And two keys.
Oh, no, no. A pipe is a long, skinny thing.
Oh, that's her. That's his pipe.
Oh, boys, you better stay.
He brings a token to his love. Swift as the wind he goes high in the hills, he knows she's waiting. Sing, he's the only Paolie. He's the only Paolie.
Long, long ago in old Wyoming lived a maid, fair as the sweetest flower blooming in the glade. She loved a bandit bold who roamed the prairie o'er, and every night she'd listen for his call. Then far to the west his voice come ringing, riding the wild horse he come singing, Healy, Oly, and Pioly, yea.
Healy, Oly, and Pioly, and Pioly, yea. He brings a token to his love. Swift as the wind he goes high in the hills, he knows she's waiting. Healy, Oly, and Pioly, yea.
One day he rode away, but never to return. Danger was waiting, now his love must ever yearn. Long days and lonely nights he waited all in vain, till winter passed and summer came again. Still every night when the moon comes shining, for this song her heart was pining, Healy, Oly, and Pioly, yea.
Healy, Oly, and Pioly, and Pioly, yea. He brings a token to his love.
Grand, boys. Say, Foghorn, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm just sitting here reading about television.
Television?
Yes, this Gower Gussel Gazette says that when this war is over, television will really come into its own.
Yeah, that's right.
I did hear that they can throw a singer's voice 20 miles.
Well, when they can throw a singer that far, then they've got something.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine having a television set in your car and you're out necking with your girl and the Goodwill court staring you in the face?
Mr. Anthony!
You know, I had one of them television sets in my old Ford last year, but I had to take it out.
Why?
Well, I was driving along one night listening to Information, Please, and John Kieran stuck his hand up so fast he hit me right in the eye.
Well, that ain't the way I heard it.
Again, I present Art Gilmore, the Paul Revere of 1943, who uses radio instead of a horse to warn the people that the Kikijibis are on the rampage. Are gremlins?
Well, maybe the gremlins are just a myth. Maybe Fatigajibis are just a figment of the imagination. But nobody can laugh off their malicious mischief. Hunger, thirst, and fatigue are real. They do make us less alert, more apt to make mistakes, less productive in our work. It's such a long time between meal and meal, and heavy exertion is such a drain. But there's a jiffy quick relief for mid-meal hunger, thirst, and fatigue. A frosty, nippy-tart, delicious Dr. Pepper is the 5-cent energy lift that knocks those Fatigajibis for a loop. They scram when you drink a bite to eat. Get yours daily at 10, 2, and 4 o'clock. If you ask for Dr. Pepper and the dealer says, sold out, ponder the reason before taking a second choice. Legitimate materials for soft drinks are equitably rationed to all. Uncle Sam regulates the supply. The popularity with consumers regulates demand. So persevere till you find Dr. Pepper. The extra satisfaction is worth the extra step.
Nights seemed so endless, days were too long. Life seemed so friendless, no thrill, no song. A storm on an ocean, the wind in the trees, brought no emotion to this stubborn heart in me. Then all at once I felt your spell. All I know is how I felt. Stars that shine in heaven above seem they understand this yearning, burning soul of mine. And if they do, they surely know it's you. For all at once I
grand,
well,
Lloyd.
Well, saddle up, boys. Time to be riding.
All right.
Oh, when you want welcome drink that picks up energy, just ask for Dr. Pepper and you'll sing along with me.
Drink Dr. Pepper and you'll enjoy life more. Remember Dr. Pepper, time and 10, 2, and 4.
That's all for now, partners. We'll be seeing you.
10, 2, 4, Rand, starring Dick Foran, Martha Mears as Miss Peggy, and the Sons of the Pioneers, is produced by Harry Wayne McMahon and comes to you 3 times a week from Hollywood Transcribed. Musical highlights of the 1024 Ranch are especially recorded for our armed forces overseas. This is Art Gilmore wishing you good luck and good going with Dr. Pepper every day at 10, 2, and 4 o'clock.
Friends, you've done your bit. Now do your best. Buy another United States war bond today. A ball.